We're checking with the latest economic news, and John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach with more on jobs. John, how's it look?
Well, the numbers this morning are pretty encouraging. Of course, tomorrow's the big day. Tomorrow we get the unemployment rate, all that stuff from the Labor Department. But this morning, it's Thursday, of course. Every Thursday we talk about first-time claims for unemployment benefits. I'm looking forward to the point in time where we don't have to talk about this every Thursday. But this morning, the number from the government, the number of people filing last week for the first time for unemployment benefits, 362,000. That's up about 8,000 over the previous week. However, we're still below that 400,000 number where we've been at for several months. But to put this in perspective, if you take all the various programs under which people are receiving unemployment benefits, there's still about 7.5 million Americans receiving unemployment benefits, so the numbers are still pretty dire. One of the reports we get this day each month is from a company called Challenger Gray and Christmas. You know, it's called the Challenger Report. It's a survey of employers that plan on laying people off or cutting jobs. The number that came in this morning, February of this year versus February of last year, the job cuts up about 2%. Good news is February of this year versus January this year, down about 3.3%, so kind of a mixed bag. Interesting numbers out from the Fed yesterday on consumer credit. I'm hoping these numbers tell us that we've learned our lesson about the use of credit. We're 3.5 years removed away from the worst crisis in 70 years, much of it caused by the unwise use of credit. The Federal Reserve says that total consumer credit jumped by almost $18 billion in January. That's more than the consensus number of the, quote, experts that were surveyed, about $10 billion. One of the most interesting things was that one of the big areas that jumped is student loans, and we're assuming that this is because, of course, people are unemployed, and so therefore they're investing in themselves, the best investment you can make. Student loans, $453 billion right now, the Fed says, versus $425 billion in December. This expansion of the consumer credit is a fifth straight month in a row. One of the good news is the fact, though, that when you consider the components of credit that's increasing, credit card usage continues to drop, and that's a two-edged sword. It means that consumers are, of course, spending less and charging the credit cards, but it means maybe they're using their credit more wisely. In terms of getting money back to us taxpayers, maybe not good English, but us taxpayers, it was extended to companies that were on the verge of going out of business. The biggest one, of course, was AIG, which at one time was the largest insurance company in the world. U.S. Treasury says that they're going to sell about $6 billion of their shares. That stock is back up above their break-even point, which is $28.72 a share. Good news is AIG is doing well, and half of those shares that the Treasury Department is going to sell are going to be repurchased by AIG themselves. AIG also is going to repay another $8.5 billion of other obligations to the government. Now, they're still a long way from having the taxpayer completely paid back, but they're making progress. And lastly, of course, we know there's been a lot of anticipation of the IPO, the initial public offering of Facebook, which we expect to happen later this year. Well, Facebook yesterday announced a new $8 billion, yeah, with a B, $8 billion line of credit. It replaces a $2.5 billion revolving line of credit. That $8 billion is being extended by a consortium of J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, and Barclays. So certainly Facebook will have plenty of cash to continue their expansion until they can hit the public markets and sell their stock, maybe a company that will be valued as much as $100 billion when it hits the street.
I'll tell you, John, it's a lot of money. And we look at that jobless report you gave us today. Tomorrow's the big one, though, right?
Tomorrow's the big one. But, you know, it's easy to forget the fact that there are 7.5 million Americans that still would like to have jobs that are getting unemployment benefits.
Yeah, and where is that money going to be able to continue at that level? So many people getting checks.
Yeah, I'll say I can.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you.
John Taylor at Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. You could visit with him right there here in Fort Smith or give him a call, 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.